For the first hour, we're going to have some music in the studio, courtesy of Blake Alexander. Thanks for joining us, Blake.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to see you. You've got a gig coming up at the Merchandise Mart on December 30th. It's the Eve of the Eve. I remember that.
Yep.
8 o'clock on December 30th. And is it a benefit for, like, HighSight Scholarship?
Yeah, it's a benefit for HighSight, and they provide scholarships, tutoring, mentoring, leadership development, college readiness programs that create possibilities for Chicago high school students from low-income families.
And you will be singing R&B Adult Contemporary. You'll be singing some of that a little bit here on the show.
Yes.
And define that.
R&B, adult contemporary, I mean, it's a huge mix. I even do, when I perform covers, I do a lot of old school, so everything from Frankie Valli to Sinatra, the modernized versions of that, which would be Michael Bublé. So I do, you know, covers and my own original stuff, which they'll definitely be hearing tonight.
And you're young, and I didn't ask you, you're a young guy.
I am.
How old are you?
25, feel like I'm going on 50.
How did you get into this?
I spent a lot of time with my grandparents when I was younger, and they would constantly just play the old school stuff when I was in the car, you know, around the house, Sunday morning cleaning, when I'd be still sleeping at 11:30 in the morning, and waking up to Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. So
that's good.
I fell in love with the genre of music, and yeah, just kind of went from there.
Born and raised in the Chicago area?
South suburbs, Chicago South Heights, yeah.
And what did your parents do? There was music around the house.
There was. My dad was actually a DJ.
Yes,
back in the 80s, he was a DJ. He even DJed at Excalibur downtown. So that's, I think, where the music inclination came from in the family. As far as singers and professional entertainers, though, there was really no source of entertainment genetically in my family, I guess you could say, other than my father being a DJ. So I know my grandmother and her family, way back in the day, they would play instruments. Now, myself, my vocal cords are my instruments, so that's the best type of piano that I can play.
So you always wanted to follow the singer, right? You also write songs, but as far as rock and roll and stuff like that, this is the path you wanted to follow?
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy and appreciate every single genre of music, and there's really not one genre that I really dislike, but I would say my favorite is, you know, the stuff that I just explained. So as far as those genres go, now, I have no problem singing Journey or the Eagles or, you know, any of the greats like that, but, yep.
Tom Dreesen.
Yes.
We were talking about Tom Dreesen before we went on the air. Here's Tom Dreesen. I've been in Hollywood for over 48 years now, and I know talent when I see it, and Blake Alexander has it all. Boy, he's incredible stage performance and vocals that can wow you. He's going to be the next rising star.
Yes, Tom.
When did he say that, and when did he see you?
This was 2 years ago. I performed for his annual golf outing that he has, and you know, he's just a great person all around. He performed with all of the greats, obviously, as we know, Sinatra.
Yeah.
You know, he opened for him for 14 years, and I had the pleasure of meeting him at the Union League Club a couple of years back, and just kind of told him what I did. I had the grind and the aspiration to have the courage to go up to him right after he was done emceeing the whole event, and asked if he would just chat with me for 5 minutes afterwards. And from then on, I gave him a card. He looked at the website and wanted me to perform for his event and open up for him. So,
wow! Did he? He must have given you some Sinatra stories.
Oh yes, yeah. We've had lunch a couple of times, and you know, we spent at least over 2.5 hours just talking, not just about that, but you know, about life in general, and you know, to try and get away from the entertainment aspect of things, and just, you know, talk about, you know, families and what we like to do for fun, per se.
I mean, Sinatra and maybe Tony Bennett, they had a certain style. A certain mm-hmm. air about them. I mean, now this is radio, but you're all dressed up. I mean, you didn't get dressed up just for us. You've got a nice suit and tie on, and is that part of your thing? I mean,
it's part of the look that I have. When I was, I want to say, 8 or 9 years old, I asked for my first tuxedo for Christmas. And that was because my father introduced me to James Bond movies when I was, you know, that age. And, you know, I fell in love with it, and I always thought that the poise and the confidence that James Bond had when he was dressed up and, you know, just spick and span in a tuxedo. It just looked amazing on the screen, and that's how I wanted to present myself, you know, in front of my audiences. And I always wanted to be an entertainer as far back as I can remember. I wanted to be a movie actor. I wanted to be a professional magician.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, so I wanted to be a voiceover actor, all sorts of things, and this is just the kind of path that it's led me on.
When you're dressed nicely, how does that affect you internally and artistically?
It makes me feel like I can just be me. Yeah. Like I said, when I asked for the tuxedo, I would wear the thing when I did get it for Christmas. I'd wear it to the grocery store. I would wear it to school, you know, so it just makes me feel like a better person. When you look good, you know, you feel good throughout the day, and you feel like you can present yourself, you know, better to no matter who you meet. You never know when you walk out of the house in the morning who you're going to meet. You can meet the, you know, the President of the United States. You can meet the President of England. You can meet, you know, some of the biggest stars when you walk out. You just never know. So that's the way that I looked at it when I was younger.
Yeah, you got to be ready. The Merchandise Mart, December 30th. Do you know anything about ticket information or how people can find out or your website or...
So they can just Google Eve of Eve in Chicago, and the link will come right up, so they can purchase tickets on there. And then I will be performing from 8:30 until 10:30 at night.
So, and what will your repertoire be? And will you?
It's going to be a mix of you know, covers, my original stuff, so everything from Bruno Mars to Robin Thicke to Bublé to Maroon 5, all sorts of stuff.
How do you pick material?
Just kind of depending on the audience. I have a wide repertoire that I do, and I just feel the audience as I start to perform. And that's pretty much it.
You might be the only guest we've had thus far that has rubbed shoulders with Tom Dreesen and DJ Whiteshadow.
Yes.
Talk about that. Talk about DJ Whiteshadow.
DJ Whiteshadow was amazing. He's a great person, lots of energy. So we clicked immediately. And this was at the Green Tie Ball event 2 years ago. And, you know, he just said, okay, give me the four songs that you're going to do for this event. You know, I'm going to play them. I'm going to mix them up a little bit, and we're going to have some fun. I said, okay. So as soon as I got on that stage, I mean, he just started playing with the song, speeding them up a little bit, throwing in his own mix. And as I was performing, then I see him in the back jumping up and down, fist pumping. And, you know, it just made my day. He took his shirt off and everything.
So, wow.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Okay, we're going to take a break for some spots, and you're going to come back with a song.
Yes.
Okay, so don't go away on Nocturnal Journal with Blake Alexander.
Day. Ooh, wanna do all the things we've never done before. Oh, girl, the way you make me feel is just like electricity. Ooh, the way you move your body. Every time I look at you, I'll jump up and touch the moon. 'Cause that's the high I got for you. Yeah, that's the high I got for you, you. They can say that we're crazy, but I'd still call you my baby. Ooh, wanna be with her, wanna be with her today. Ooh, wanna do all the things we've never done before. We can open up and pour past away, like an empty bottle of champagne, or even start a new anniversary for us being friends, friends till the end, letting it flow to move while things go, allowing the gods to help us when we're slow. One day you'll be my lady. Thank you. up and poor passed away, like an empty bottle of champagne. Ooh, wanna be with her, wanna be with her today. Ooh, wanna do all the things we've never done before. Ooh, wanna be with her, wanna be with her today. Ooh, wanna do everything in every single perfect way.
There you go. That's Blake Alexander, and that's Wanna Be With Her. Oh, I got that reverb. Got me going on that reverb. How's that sound?
It sounds very velvety.
Cash, that's the first time I've ever done reverb on the show. Turn it down there. So tell me about that song.
So this song was actually thought of, I want to say, about two and a half years ago. I hummed it into my phone, and I ended up meeting, maybe 6 months later, a brilliant, brilliant composer. His name's Adrian Ruiz. And
now, where's Adrian from?
Adrian is, don't get me wrong on this, but I do want to say he is from Chicago.
Okay.
But him and I just kind of connected one day, and I found out maybe a month after we connected that he was a composer, pianist, and I said, well, you know, I'd love if you help me out with the song. I have an idea for it, and him and I just kind of collaborated and went together on this, and yeah, so, you know, there were two other writers along with myself as far as the lyrics go, Ben One and a good friend of mine, Steve Forth, and we just all kind of collaborated and threw it together, but it literally started with me humming bum 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 ba dum bum bum ba da bum, and that was it.
And when did that come out?
It hasn't come out.
Oh, it's a preview.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're the first here tonight. We're planning on releasing the music video right before Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay. So, it'll be a good Valentine's Day song.
Yeah.
I like the empty bottle of champagne stuff.
Of course,
that's very, very nice. We've been talking on the show lately, the last couple of musical guests we've had, about distribution avenues. So how do you get product out, and also use that opportunity to tell the listeners how people can find your website and all that stuff. But how do you get product out today?
So as of now, I'm waiting until I come out with a full EP album, which is about five or six songs. So I already have three, so I'm releasing them as singles, and then we'll be coming out with the full album eventually. So as far as iTunes, you can't get it on there. You can't get it on Spotify. So I'm using Facebook a lot to promote.
You do use Facebook?
Oh, yes. I'm using Facebook to promote all of this stuff as well as my website.
Okay. And what's your, give the website?
Yeah, it's www.blakealexanderentertainment.com. So okay. www.blakealexanderentertainment.com.
And what about, I'm curious, I don't know all that much about you, I'm curious about your path, again, with distribution, about performing live and stuff. How important is that to you? I mean, you perform at the Emmys. I mean, do you do clubs around here? Talk about getting your music out in a live setting, besides a merchandise mart on December 30th.
Yes, I perform at a lot of private events. I started in restaurants. I actually used to be a professional magician from 11 until 16.
I'm going to ask you about that maybe after the news, yeah.
So, and that's how the entire singing career started, was through the magic, and it all started at McDonald's in Olympia Fields, Illinois.
Really?
Yes. It's a rock and roll McDonald's. They have a stage, they have lighting, they have sound. I mean, it is a crazy atmosphere, but
I've never been there.
One. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. So that's how it all started. Randy Kahn, wonderful owner operator, and then it just kind of took off from there. The word spread, and I perform frequently at many restaurants around Northwest Indiana as well as around the suburbs of Illinois.
Are they like supper clubs, or what's the setting?
So Italian, you know, fine dining, steakhouses, stuff like that.
Yeah. And when you're at the Merchandise Mart, and do you have any other gigs coming up after the Merchandise Mart?
I do. You're catching me off guard right now.
Well, my question would be like ensemble. What's your band like?
So a lot of the times it's just me with professional backing tracks that a band has actually recorded, and then I just put on the show myself.
Okay.
where I dance and, you know, just entertain people. So that's what it is pretty much entitled as of now. But, you know, in the future, I'm definitely looking on doing a tour, you know, coming up within the next 3 years. That's the next vision to have. So it's just about getting the right people together that are committed, you know, as much as I am, to be able to do something like that.
What was the situation with the Emmys?
The Emmys, this is my second year doing the Midwest Emmys, and my wonderful manager, Joanne Ficori.
Oh, I know her.
Yes. Yeah. She was able to get me involved with that, and I performed for the entire cocktail hour, so it was about an hour and a half. And, you know, everybody who's anybody in media was there. So it was a wonderful time for myself to get the exposure out, the music, and everything. So.
Oh, good, good. Okay, we're going to take a break for the news. We'll come back, and you'll do a Christmas song for us.
Wonderful, yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So don't go away. We'll have more Blake Alexander music after this on WGN.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue, oh, snowflakes are falling, that's when those blue, oh, memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white. But I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. And come on! Christmas of white. And I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. Oh, yes, I'll have a blue.
Blake Alexander, excellent.
Thank you,
I love
friend.
It. It's thank like a stripper you. Version of that song. It's
yeah, really that's actually a Michael Bublé cover version of it.
Really?
Yeah, so it's like a...
I didn't know that, really. I
don't, yes.
Really, it's like I feel like I was on Bourbon Street
exactly,
or something on
yep.
Christmas Eve.
Yep. Down to the bayou.
Yeah. So now, will you be, well, Christmas will be over when you're at the, is that part of your pre-Christmas repertoire?
Yes, yeah, so after Christmas, I pretty much just, I
put it away.
Yeah, out of the repertoire.
Yeah, wow.
I think when certain stations start playing it 2 months ahead of time, people are just sick of it by Christmas time, so.
Do you do Baby It's Cold Outside?
That is a whole other story. I'm not even going to go there, but I love that song.
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
Oh, you want me to turn that reverb down? I love that. I'm addicted to that reverb now. So, you know, we were talking during the break, and you gave a good answer, so I want to tell the listeners what we were talking about. Is last night I went out to the Arcata Theater to see Ronnie Spector. And her hits were from, you know, 64, 65 with the Ronettes, the Phil Spector stuff, which I just love. You know, it's so well produced and just the band. I mean, last night the band, they had those charts down. They must have just learned them right off those records. They were perfect.
You said with the Ronettes, correct?
Yeah, well, she has new Ronettes now. They're much younger than Ronnie's 75. But I was thinking, you know, and I was you know, it's true with the Beatles and the thing about my, you know, my generation, maybe not really having a handle on Glenn Miller and Bing Crosby and stuff like that. So some of the classic artists you cover, whether it be, you know, Sinatra, how do you bring that to your peer? You said you're 25. How do you bring that to your peer group? What do you do?
I can say what really put me on board with truly appreciating it and getting my friends, or noticing, I'm sorry, that my friends could actually appreciate it with me was I may have been in sixth or seventh grade, and I played a Frankie Valli live performance of him, I believe it was in the 80s, for my friends while they were at my house. And now, mind you, we're in sixth, seventh grade, and they loved it just as much as I did. And I kind of got them into it. And I think pretty much just what we have to do, everything goes in its spurts. You know, every so many years, things always end up coming back. I just saw at Home Depot the other day, they were having the 50s fridges coming back now.
Right.
The style of the fridges. So everything goes throughout its periods.
We did a thing Saturday night on mid-century. The whole mid-century thing's coming back. You know, mid-century house. And
same thing with, same thing with fashion, and this exact same thing happens with music. So my goal is to just continue to bring back the good lyrics, the good music with you know, the strings, the melodies, everything that they had back in that day, just with a more modern twist to it. And you know, that's just like kind of what Bublé has done with his own twist. And that's the goal from here.
What was that swing thing you were talking about? What was it called? You were talking about during the break?
Yeah, so Booty Swing Radio. If you look that up on Pandora, it's an actual radio station. It's called Booty Swing, and it's a modern-day swing-type music. It's 20s mixes made with modern-day beats, and it is phenomenal. I mean, you can walk into any bar, and it just gets the party going.
This is the first time I've heard your stuff, and the first time I've heard you. You seem, I'm just guessing, based on two songs and our conversation, you seem to have an affinity for horn and horn charts. Again, we were talking during the break. I love soul music. I love Chicago soul music was known for those like classic horn charts. Back then in the 60s, there was all this great commercial work in Chicago, and these commercial guys would, you know, do the commercial work in the day and then play on these great soul tunes, you know, Major Lance and Curtis Mayfield at night. Do you like horns? And horns also happen in Chicago rock and roll. I mean, bands like Chicago.
I was just going to say Chicago. I mean, Saturday in the Park.
Yeah.
You know, songs like that.
Yeah. Talk about horns.
Can't Take My Eyes Off You, in my opinion, has the best horn solo of any song that I've at least heard out of the hundreds and thousands of songs that I've listened to. I just think they tie in music together. When you have that, horns bring such a full sound to music that when you combine each one together, it just makes the entire track sound completely different. And it really wakens people up.
Yeah.
I love the sound when they're blended.
I'm guessing that when you select material, do you have a special ear for horns?
I do.
Yeah.
Yes. The first song that I did, Wanna Be With Her, my original, I specifically, you know, sat down with my composer. I said, we have to have a horn solo, horn section, something in there. And then once again, as the song went along, I just hummed the horn section out. And we kind of tweaked it a little bit after I hummed it out. But that's pretty much how I wanted it to sound. So,
what are your aspirations? I mean, I can see you playing this is no-brainer, places like Vegas or Atlantic City. What are your aspirations? Where would you want to take this?
my mind goes in a million directions every day with the singing career. I mean, I want to be a professional singer. You know, on the big charts, obviously, mm-hmm. and that's everybody's goal. I think, you know, that wants to be a singer. They want to be up there on the charts, write a hit song, something like that. I would love to be a movie actor, a voice over actor. Pretty much anything that has to do with involving people. I love working with people, love making people happy, smile, and, you know, just kind of forget about life's problems for a couple of hours while they watch me entertain.
We can say we had you win down the road. You'll come back and
God
see
willing.
Us when you're famous,
God
right?
willing,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with one more song.
Yes.
Okay. So don't go away on Nocturnal Journal with Blake Alexander.
This isn't just another nightmare that I'm living through, wondering, hoping if I was meant for you. Give or take one or two, maybe 3 days, and I'll admit I was waiting for you for a year or two. All the days seem to pass by slower since you've been gone, and I hope I can move on and not wonder who's holding you tonight. I would lie and tell you that I don't miss your eyes, and every day I wonder if you see me through a different light. And I hope the best for you. Every dream, I hope you see it through. Don't let yourself go. And I think we both agree, a little love, it never hurts to try. And I hope you try again. Forgive me and the mistakes I've made. Maybe then I can walk away and we can both learn to love again. Tell me at the least that you love me, so I know that my love, it wasn't in vain.
Performance there. That's Blake Alexander, Love Again. I can see some listeners just laying in bed, cuddling up to each other at 11:54 to that song.
Of course, of course.
And here we are. So talk about that tune.
So that tune was actually written by Roland Lim, the third, and a very, very close friend of mine, another producer and composer for me. And he wrote that song and sat on it for years and said, I can never find a voice to this song. He played it for me and said, Blake, I think this is, you know, this song was made for you. So I listened to it and I told him, every single person, if they've ever been in a relationship or a breakup, you know, or gone through heartbreak in general, can relate to this song. And I know I have. I know everyone that I've played it for and that has listened to it has said the exact same thing. So I just thought it was beautiful. And it was the feature song in the movie Dreams I Never Had, which was directed by Iyad Hajjaj. And it has won so far now 9 awards, including Best Feature Drama at the Burbank Film Festival. So that was a huge accomplishment that this song had. It was my first single that I came out with.
And who's in that film? Robin Givens?
Robin Givens, Malcolm McDowell, yes.
And when did that film come out?
About last year.
Okay.
Year and a couple months. So it's still at the film festivals now. And like I said, 9 awards is amazing.
Wow, that's... So you're recording? What do you got coming up? I mean, outside of the performance, I mean, are you recording new stuff?
Yes, we have 2 more upbeat originals that we're working on, and those should hopefully be done by spring.
Yeah.
So yes, Want to Be with Her. Like I said, this is the first time it's been broadcast like this. That music video will be released right before Valentine's Day, and then the other 2 will be following.
When Tom Dreesen gave you that heads up thing. Did he give you any advice, or have you had any advice from anybody else in the business, like just what to do and how to navigate your path?
I have had a lot of advice from a lot of people. Some people completely fake and, you know, pretending to be who they're really not. And Tom Dreesen was definitely not one of those people. He gave me almost fatherly advice.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Something that I would literally look up to my own father and my grandfather. As and you know, when we had lunch twice, at least two and a half hours, it's more or less personal with what we talked about, but it was more than I needed to hear to know exactly how to make this happen and work. And I can't thank him enough for doing that and taking the time out of his schedule with who he is, in the stature that he has, you know, as an entertainer, and being around and perform for, you know, the greatest entertainers on earth.
All those years with Frank. So December 30th at the Merchandise Mart. You start at 8:30?
About 8:30,
8:30.
Yeah.
It's the eve of the eve. It's a benefit performance.
It is, yes.
Highsight Scholarship? How do you?
Yes, Highsight Scholarship. Yep. So Merchandise Mart, eve of eve, 8:30 until about 10:30. And Highsight provides scholarships, tutoring, mentoring, leadership development, college readiness programs that create new possibilities for Chicago high school students from low-income families.
Well, good for you. Give us your website, and then we'll let you go.
Yes, we're at www.blakealexanderentertainment.com.
Very good. Good radio voice there. So thanks for coming down tonight.
Thank you so much.
Good luck to you.
Thanks for having me.